Space cowboy.
Hey, welcome to Space Gab. This is Mike Coletta. It's the 28th of October, 2022. Space Gab can be heard at www.spacegabpodcast.com. And anything I'm going to be talking about today, especially today, because there's so much I'm going to be talking about, pretty much one subject. I'm going to be talking about the research campaign that HARP just had. Actually, today's the last day. There's three more experiments there's a possibility of receiving. But for the last 9 days, I've been tracking and attempting to capture signals. It went from October 19th through the 28th. And it was about 13 different experiments. I talked a little bit about it last week on the podcast. And I'll tell you what, there was a number of people who actually shared their captures with those people on social media. Now, I followed the Twitter feeds mostly, the hashtag HARP and then the word HARP and a few other things. But I'll tell you what, it was very fun. I did not get as many good captures here in Oklahoma as I did in the past, like my Colorado captures. But I do have a lot of the captures today that I documented. And it's still a lot of fun, I'll tell you that. And a lot of people, like I said, cooperated. I created a Twitter feed capture thread for each day. Day 1 through 9 is on my Twitter feed right now. And that's, let me tell you what it is, twitter.com/Mike_Coletta. twitter.com/Mike, M-I-K-E, underscore C-O-L-E-T-T-A. And you can see, for the past week, I've been pretty much focusing on this campaign, this HARP campaign, and I've been putting as much as I could on the threads. And a lot of people are actually looking at it. I'm getting a lot of hits. Even I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some real popular radio shows, or maybe they're just like streaming on YouTube or whatever. They were talking about this too. Quite a few people have been talking about this. But yeah, there was 13 experiments. A lot of the experiments got a lot more coverage or attention than others. Like the moon bounce, that got quite a bit of attention. But I'll tell you what, the Jupiter bounce that they did, but they only did that for one day on October 24th. One day that they did the Jupiter bounce. And that is getting a lot of attention on social media. And I'm thinking in the news too. Even Space.com wrote an article about it. And I saw that. And I wrote to the person that wrote the article for Space.com, and I said, hey, we've been following this. We've been tracking these captures from HARP, and I gave him the link to the Twitter on the Twitter feed of all the captures, and he goes, hey, cool, thanks. So, you know, it'd be nice if they maybe updated the article and shared where other people besides myself have actually put their captures. But let's see. I'll just – moon bounce was one experiment. Another one was called Making the Invisible Visible. Then Ghosts in the Air Glow, which is always popular. Interplanetary Ionosonde, that's the Jupiter bounce. VLF Amplification. I've got a good story about the VLF Amplification. I actually received that last night. HF Ocean Scatter was another one. Then AERA Radar. Then another artificial periodic something or other. I think I butchered the name last week, too. Then they had a satellite instrument calibration experiment, the ionosphere satellite interactions experiment. Then they had the Pfizer HARP heating experiment, also the wave mode conversion experiment. So those were the experiments. And a multitude of different frequencies is what they used. But I'll be going over every day. I'm going to go day by day. And if you'd like to, you know, you can go back onto the Twitter feed and actually follow those links. Like I said, I've got it on there day by day. Each day, actually day 1 through 3 is one thread. And then day 4, day 5, day 6, day 7, day 8, and 9 are all separate threads. I haven't done day 10 yet. I don't know if I'm going to capture anything or even attempt that one. So I probably won't put that on there. It didn't look like too many people were actually doing day 9 either, except me. I did day 9, and I got some good captures yesterday on day 9 of the event. But, yeah, so Okay, let's. I'm going to start, and I'm going to go to. Oh, speaking of Twitter, hey, Elon Musk now owns Twitter. I'll tell you what. He fired immediately four individuals that I know of, high execs, the top two for sure, and then I think some attorneys that were working for Twitter. He may have gotten rid of more now. I haven't really been following it much, although I did see that he bought it. They finalized it, they closed the deal, and now he owns it. And now I'll tell you what, people are wondering, oh, we're going to lose our freedom of speech. Meaning freedom of speech is what Twitter was not letting you know, which was a lot. Twitter was a very, talking about, they're saying, well, we want to share only real news. Well, they didn't share all the real news, as we're finding out now. So now we'll see what happens with Twitter. I'm glad. I am very glad that Elon Musk, not only because the Space Gab podcast covers a lot of Elon Musk's stuff, but also because Twitter, I was attacked on Twitter by these people that don't want, they want to silence you basically. And so they have different techniques to do it. They will gang up on you and get their people to gang up on you to report different accounts. Now, it wasn't this account. It was on I used to do a news account when I used to do a news so a podcast and a blog for news for about 8 years, I guess. But yeah, that account was attacked. So yeah, they have different techniques that they use to knock you off. And the people that ran Twitter then, which aren't going to be running it now, they went along with that kind of stuff to silence certain things. Now we'll see what happens with Elon Musk. Like I said, I'm glad that Twitter is now owned by Elon Musk for many reasons. But yeah, let's get into this HARP. Now, HARP, I'm sure most people know that are listening to the podcast what HARP is. It's an array in Alaska that's gone. It goes way back. You can look up the history of HARP. But in the old days, yes, they did do things that they are being accused of doing now. But they're probably not doing the same things now that they were doing back then. Yes, all those conspiracy books, maybe at one time they were doing those things. But now people are still getting on the bandwagon writing these conspiracy books. HARP is not doing exactly that kind of stuff. Now, it does do some things that we probably don't know about. But this campaign, this is for the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. That's HARP in Alaska. And you can go look at read about HARP if you don't know what it's all about. I'm just going to be talking about this campaign and our signal captures that I got, and also a number of other people, other tracking enthusiasts captured. Some people got some excellent captures of these signals. And we definitely know they're HARP because a lot of this stuff was, we were actually, it was verified with our reception reports that were submitted in some areas. And we got verification that, yep, you received HARP. I'll be talking about that a little bit more too. But yeah, so this HARP individuals there, the university that now runs it, University of Alaska at Fairbanks, there it says it's operated by the Geophysical Institute at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks. Now, they don't do as, they did put out some good documentation upfront about the experiments. They tried to explain what the experiments were and gave frequencies and times and all that. But then they did three revisions to that document. And I don't think everybody saw that. I don't know. But also, we found that the best one to follow at the time was a 4-day experiment called Ghosts in the Air Glow by Amanda Dawn Christie. Now, she's done this before. Amanda Dawn Christie is excellent when it comes to keeping the enthusiast active with it and informed. She gets on Twitter and other, I'm sure, other social venues and tells you, here's what I'm going to be doing. Hey, we're going to do a change before she does it. She tells you before she does it. We're going to switch frequencies. We're going to switch times. Well, in this case, they didn't do switching times, although the university did send out a notice that her time was going to be changed, but her time wasn't changed. So if people were looking at going with timers on their SDRs or whatever on the change in the time, they would have missed her experiment. But luckily, she kept just sending out, it's going to happen at this time, it's going to happen at this time. And a lot of us did follow her, and a lot of people responded in her, submitted some, reception reports on her website, which is ghostsintheairglow.space. That's her website. And you can read some of the reception reports there. But she was great with that. Now, the other ones, you had to kind of, it was hunt and peck. You had to hunt and miss. Like last night, I just kind of figured, I go, you know what? I'll bet you these experiments from last night were going to start earlier. So I started looking about a half hour or a little bit more before. And guess what? They did. Because when one experiment starts, they kind of like, you know, it's like dominoes. One goes and then the next goes because of the time frame to use HARP. So anyway, yeah, so that's, we're going to go now. Okay, I'm going to, now this thread I have here, it goes, like I said, day one through three, then four, five, six, seven, eight, and nine. And just go to the Twitter feed. You could see all the things I'm going to be talking about today. Okay, now on day one, the first thing I thought I captured was the moon bounce. And that was on a frequency of 9.6 megahertz. Because, you know, when they first start out, you really don't know what you're looking at. You see a signal right around that same frequency range there, and you wonder if it is. I said possibly on that the first entry I did on the thread, I said possibly it was the beginning of the moon bounce transmissions, and I share that. I wasn't sure if it was that or not. It probably wasn't. After now, you know, now that I've seen other captures from other people, that it probably wasn't the moon bounce that I got. But we weren't sure. When it first starts, you don't know what the signal is actually going to look like. And then I had another video of the possibility of the moon bounce. Now, the second one I put on there might have been, but I'm not sure. Another one, it's hit and miss because there was really no way to get a reception report, you know, real time, like on the ghost in the air glow thing. You could send your reception report right away, and if she accepted it, you would see it online there that she did. I did a few things on the 19th there, day one of the campaign, and I do have those videos I did share. Now then some other ones started coming in, and I went, oh wow, other people started sending things in of their HARP captures. Now this one was from Rob IZO CDM on Twitter, at IZOCDM, and he was quite a few captures that I put on this thread here, but this HARP capture was something. I mean, you could definitely tell it, and this is a waveform that they've done before, where they've set a middle frequency, a center frequency, and then swept. In this case, it was 30 kilohertz wide. He says HARP upward pulses on 9.6 megahertz, bandwidth 30 kilohertz, about 2 second cycles. And then he shared that. And I don't know if you can hear this. Oh, okay. No, I've got, you have to go on the Twitter feed. I've got the, it's coming in my earphone, but it's not being recorded. But yeah, but go check it out, because it's just a sweeping frequency every 2 seconds through this with 9.6 megahertz being the center of the frequency. You can see that. And a very swift sweep also. It took, 2 seconds to sweep. That's it. And I'll tell you a little bit more in a little bit about what I caught last night that took a lot more time to sweep the frequency. And I was really surprised, but it was kind of it's probably my best capture that I've gotten, and the most exciting one that I've gotten for this whole campaign I got last night on day nine. Okay, then I did go back down and I said, hey, I recorded a lot of this stuff on the HARP captures, and I looked back at it and I said, you know what? I may have caught it because I did have right near the end, because the propagation, it's all about propagation. When they're sending this array out, they're pointing the antennas different ways. So, you know, being here in Oklahoma, I didn't have that very good propagation for most of these experiments. I'll tell you that right now. Other people did, man. If you go to ghostsintheairglow.space, and you can look at the reception reports all over the world. They were receiving her signals all over the world. Now, I was receiving her signals, but nothing like I received them in past campaigns that she had. But I did think that I maybe caught it, because I did get, I said, possibly HARP on the reported frequency 9.6, pulsing for you know, it was 2 minutes before the shutdown. So it was pulsing, and I did have the 2 second pulses. So I think I did get it. I think I did actually did catch the moon bounce on this one, on the first day, day one, when they actually did the moon bounce. And it was at the right times, it was at the right frequency, and it was pulsing. So I did capture it. So I did, and I did, you know, I put these here, and I actually put them on my Twitter feed also. I mean, this is my Twitter feed. I put them on my YouTube also. And then another person who sent in on the 19th, Andrea Borgnino, IWOHK, let's see, at ABORGNINO on Twitter. Another one, really good capture of the HARP moon bounce. Awesome capture. Like I said, go to the Twitter feed to see all these. Really nice. He's got his SDR screen up. You can see it very well. Let's see. Yep, you can hear it really well. Good audio, too. But, yeah, go check that out. Also, let's see, at DO6AN on Twitter, he shared the moon bounce on his shortwave radio. So that was kind of cool. Okay, now in day two, we had some other experiments going on. Now, I'm not, any of the experiments here that's listed, and you can actually see the list of these experiments. I do have them linked on the Twitter feed, too, of a list of these experiments from what I'm talking about, and the frequencies and the times and the whole bit. But now we've got day two, and that is the 20th of October. People are starting to share additional HARP captures. So then we got Peter Vogel, and it's at Peter Vogel, V-O-G-E-L. He shared a nice capture of a moon bounce also on the 20th. So day two, moon bounce. So, you know, go check that out. Good audio, good video. Yep, really nice capture there. And then also, let's see, at SV2HWM on Twitter, at SV2HWM shared, let's see, 9-6, oh, yep, it looks like another moon bounce, really good capture of the moon bounce, and some, yep, good audio also on that waveform on the screen here, if you want to go check it out, it's actually a video. So that was day two. Let's see, then, day three, now we're in day three. That was all the captures I was able to find on day two and day one. There may be others out there, but we don't know. But now this is on October 21st, day three of the HARP campaign. We have another, looks like another moon bounce at VA7SHG on Twitter. VA7SHG has a nice capture there. Also, let's see, Rob again, IZOCDM on Twitter, has some nice captures also. On, it looks like the moon bounce again. And that's the 21st, so that's the last day of the moon bounce. The moon bounce they did on October 19th through the 21st. So, Peter Vogel again, Peter at Peter Vogel on Twitter. He provides another, looks like the moon bounce on 9.6 megahertz. And also on the 21st, at SV2HWM shared another moon bounce discovery and capture there. And then also Peter Vogel shared on day three, he shared some of his moon bounce that he caught on his Heathkit shortwave receiver, and got some nice audio going on the old shortwave, Heathkit shortwave, that he shared his moon bounce on. So that was really cool that they're sending him. And these signals, they're getting him there. And he's in British Columbia, I think. And these other guys, these other individuals are, I think, out of the country. They're not in North America, but they were receiving them really well. So those signals of HARP during the campaign were being beamed quite a distance out, and that's where the best propagation was, and not here with me for most of it. But, yeah, so day three there, quite a few people are sharing the HARP moon bounce. Let's see. Yeah, this one is another short wave. Kerala shortwave at Kerala, and the word shortwave shared another harp moon bounce signal on the shortwave. And let's see, this one is this the harp moon bounce? Yep, sounds like another harp moon bounce. Antonio Borgnino, he shared it again, another harp moon bounce there. So that was good to see. But yeah, now we're October 22nd, we're day four. Day four. And people were sharing a few things that day too, but quite a bit was being shared on these days here. Like I said, it's people were just, there's way more people listening to HARP, I know they are, than actually shared on social media, because a lot of them, you know, are just kind of, a lot of people I think are afraid to share because they think, oh, they're going to think I'm wearing a tinfoil hat when I'm listening to this stuff. Well, what's wrong with that? I do. No, I'm kidding. I don't really. But yeah, so that was day one through three. Now let me go back here. Now I'll go back to day four. I'm just clicking on every one of these links here for my Twitter feed. So we got day four here, 22nd. Now here, let's see, harp frequencies for VLF experiment could change without notice. It was posted. Now I did find one that was close on the VLF amplification experiment to 4.2. And it may have been that capture I got. I said, I go, hey, I need verification. Well, I never got verification. But luckily, as I'm going to explain later, that I did actually catch the experiment. And I know what it's all, what it looks like. Now, also, some other people shared the experiment, HF Ocean Scatter Experiment, also on 9.6. So on day four, you can actually go on that thread and look at some of those. But yeah, so that was kind of cool. That's about all I got on day four. Wasn't much. What I thought was the VLF amplification, I put mine on there, and then I shared one other person's signal on the HF Ocean Scatter. Day five, day five of the campaign was Ghosts in the Air Glow. So now we're on the 23rd of October. Ghosts in the Air Glow. And this was one that a lot of people were looking forward to. Amanda Dawn Christie and her Ghosts in the Glow. It's a composition. She details this so well, her composition that she's going to be putting out there with frequencies, the timeline with the frequencies, what to look for. And just, it's amazing the amount of work she puts into this kind of stuff to make it right for everybody. And unfortunately, I didn't capture as much as I wanted to, but I know a lot of people did because I'm looking at her reception reports on her webpage, and a lot of people that I don't even have listed here on the thread, you know, captured it. A lot of people, and I'm glad they did. And a lot of them shared some really good information because on her page, Ghosts in the Air Glow, on day four of the HARP campaign, day one of Ghosts in the Air Glow. Lot good stuff. So I was able to capture some things on day one. I caught one of her on frequency, 9.5 megahertz. Now, I was only able to capture on the Ghosts in the Air Glow in the 9 megahertz range. I couldn't, but the propagation to me anywhere else on any other frequency was a no-go. Yeah, I did day five. Okay, yeah, I did day five already. Day six, the HARP campaign on day six, October 24th. Let's see, it says the only capture I got in Oklahoma on day two. That's why I'm talking about day two again. I don't know why I put that in there. I guess I just wanted to share that with it. But okay, now October 24th, Peter Vogel shares some of his Ghosts in the Air Glow captures on that he did this in the day, what did I say? Somebody confused with day this of HARP, day this of Ghosts in the Air Glow on day six. He started sharing captures of Ghosts in the Air Glow. You can go check those out. Some good shots here. Also, some Ghosts in the Air Glow being shared on October 24th by SV2HWM. He's sharing also some things. Also, Arnie the Ease Man, he's sharing some, let's see. Wow, he's got, of course, no reception he got on the short wave, but he's sharing where he did get captured, because a lot of these experiments, she was sending on two frequencies, a higher frequency and a lower frequency, and some people were receiving it on both frequencies. Some people were only receiving it on one frequency. Now, here's another person. I think this was the first time. At radio underscore no underscore K-O-E. Okay, so it's underscore R-A-D-I-O underscore N-O underscore K-O-E. A transmission of harp, he's wondering. Ghost in the air glow? And I think it was. I said, yeah, you captured... And I told him what he had captured, the good time and all that. So at least he started sharing some other captures. So that's really cool that he was able to share those. But the best one, I think, because the Jupiter moon bounce was so talked about out there, the Jupiter moon bounce. And they were going to be sending that for one day, only one day. Jupiter moon bounce. That was it. That was going to be on the 24th, day 6 of the campaign. But it was only going to be for 1 hour. 1 hour. That was it. Just 1 hour. And it had a number of frequencies. It had, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different frequencies they were going to be using. 2.8. megahertz, 3.25, 4.1, 4.8, 5.8, 6.8, 7.35, 8.05, and 9.6. All those frequencies were being used. And they really didn't give much information on this first sheet here about, you know, how they were going to be bouncing around on those things. Now, I think, luckily, some people, I think, found that information somewhere. And obviously, Arnie the Ease Man and his at A-R-E-C-K-I-N 93 on Twitter, and I do have a, you know, like I said, in day 6, his thread. Click on his thread, and you will go down and be amazed. I'll tell you what. His equipment, what he did was just amazing, what he did. He apparently followed, was able to follow the signal as it changed frequencies, because he got outstanding captures of the Jupiter bounce, the harp Jupiter bounce. Outstanding captures of this. And we're talking about audio, visuals, he captured his application that he was using. So it's like you're watching the signals going up from harp to Jupiter, and possibly, I'm not sure how, you know, what the time lag is for it coming back down, but he was catching the harp frequencies that were being transmitted from harp to Jupiter. And this is the best I've seen. So definitely go see his on day 6 of the campaign, October 24th. Arnie the Ease Man captured these. I'm telling you what, awesome captures, the Jupiter moon bounce. And like I said, you see a lot of people retweeting the article about the Jupiter moon bounce, the Jupiter moon bounce, Jupiter moon bounce. I mean, Jupiter, I keep saying moon bounce. The Jupiter bounce, the Jupiter bounce, the Jupiter bounce. And if you're going to look at anything about that, look at Arnie the Ease Man's thread. Because he has done an outstanding job catching the signal. He was in the right place at the right time, and the propagation was perfect for him catching this thing. So, that was day 6. Day 7 of the campaign, it started to fall off a little bit because not as many people were sending in. It was Ghost in the Air Glow, though, on that day again. And that was the 25th of October. So, Ghost in the Air Glow was going strong. That was day 3 of Ghost in the Air Glow, day 7 of the HARP campaign. And quite a few people caught those signals from HARP. Now, Now, this is when I saw a news report. I guess this person was on YouTube. Very good information. And I was mentioned. His Twitter handle is at DAHBOO7. Dabu. I guess he calls himself Dabu. And he's got a very popular Twitter and also YouTube following, sharing the news. And I guess he found out that, you know, he was talking about the HAARP campaign going on. And then I saw that and I mentioned it to him. I go, hey, if you'd like to actually see the signals that you're talking about to your audience, here's a link. So apparently he went there and then he mentioned me on his next show and talked about it. And he said, he looked at me and he says, wow, cool, it's cool stuff. This guy, you know, he gave me kudos and nothing that I deserved. I just wanted to tell him, hey, there's a number of us out here who follow this kind of stuff. And here's some of the captures from the HAARP campaign. And so he mentioned that. And then, boom, my following, he says, hey, follow this guy, you know. And so my followings went up from there. And more people are interested. Maybe more people are listening to the Space Gab podcast too. But hey, once again, thanks, Dabu, for your, it's called Underground World News Live. And that was on the 24th on YouTube. And so he mentioned the HAARP campaign in there. And I just, then he mentioned me about, you know, and my captures and others' captures that I share also. So that was kind of cool. But Ghost in the Airglow, once again, people started sharing on day 7. Ghost in the Airglow, and Amanda Dawn Christie, she always shared pictures of what it looked like in the facility that she was in when she was, you know, doing her campaign, her composition, when she was transmitting it on HAARP. So I've got a bunch of those links also, too, if you want to go check those out. Now, I did catch, I did give a reception report of my catch on Twitter, and that was a no reception report. So I had no receptions on that day, on October 25th. No exceptions on Ghost in the Airglow. Nada. But I did get some good shortwave signals. My propagation just wasn't right for HAARP. But Arnie the Ease Man, he caught some more stuff, and he did sharing it. He shared it on that thread, October 25th. Also, let's see, Radio NoCo, he did share some captures that he got on there also. And we, like I said, while this campaign's going on, you've got all kinds of conspiracy theorists out there. Hey, look, there's a cloud in the sky. It's HAARP. Look, raindrop hit the water, the ground. It's HAARP. A weird-looking cloud. It's HAARP. You can imagine every... I had to weed through so much stuff about HAARP. HAARP was being blamed, once again, as I always talk about, for everything. Everything. And I had to weed through all that to find people's signals. Because if they use the word HAARP, because so many other people were, you know, that don't even research. And when, like I said, when HAARP is not even on, they're blaming HAARP for being on and doing stuff. But so they were in there too, a bunch. There's more of that than there are signals of HAARP's captures. Way more. It's probably like 90% stories about HAARP being blamed for this and that, and 10% signal captures. And so, you know, Peter Vogel shared some Ghost in the Airglow signals, a few of them. That was pretty cool. And Amanda Dawn Christie shared a cool video as she's driving out of the HAARP area, and you can see the arrays. Go check it out on there. Twitter.com/Mike_Coletta. Go check it out on October 25th, day 7 of the HAARP campaign thread. You had a link. I've got a link there. And go check out the video she shares as she's driving away. And the sun's coming up. She says, driving back to the control operations center past the array at sunrise at HAARP. Really cool. But, yeah, we did, let's see, HAARP chasing at HAARP DXing 2017 shared some HAARP signals that day. Also, SV2HWM shared some more video that day. Quite a few others are sharing signals that day. Oh, another one, HAARP DXing 2017, he shared one of the Ocean Scatter. Then I also on the 25th caught the Ocean Scatter on 9.6. Thanks to him. When he tweeted it out that he was catching this, I went over there immediately and I shared a Harp Day 7 happy HF Ocean Scatter experiment, 9.6 megahertz. I shared it and I posted it. It's on there too. So that was cool. And then Peter Vogel shared from that day the experiment, Making the Invisible Visible. Making the Invisible Visible. That was another experiment I talked about, transmission experiment. And he shared captures of that. So that's what happened on that day. And that was kind of cool. So now day 8, we went and some more ghosts in the air glow. Now this was October 26th. This is day 8. And last day, the final day for Ghosts in the Airglow. And guess what? I captured some pretty good signals that day from Ghosts in the Airglow. Day 4, the final day for Ghosts in the Airglow. And I captured some good signals. And I sent them in. And they were all good. She got my reception reports and confirmed they were my signals. Peter Vogel also caught some. He shared those. And mine, I do have mine posted on there too. And SV2HWM shared his ghost in the air glow signals. And I caught actually 3 of her compositions that she sent out that day, 3 on for Ghosts in the Airglow. And I did send those on there on the Twitter feed, and I did post those, and I got the reception reports that I just posted a little while ago, the confirmation, so I was happy to see that. So they were. Then also, Hopeful Mariners fan, he's at Twitter feed is at FETTWALP. He shared a Ghost in the Airglow audio of one of the compositions, Amanda's compositions, at 94.50 on his shortwave radio, and he did capture it because you could hear that it was hers. So, yeah. And then Radio Noco also captured it, also captured a couple of them. And Arnie the Ease Man captured them also, and those are on there. Also, here's another one. This one is at it's SWAJAUS AB5MF, and this is at Twitter sign at KEI_NIIGATA captured the NBT transmission, the narrowband television, and nice decoding of that. You can go check that out. That's a good one too. Nice decoding of that signal. A special app was needed for that one. And then also Radio Noco got a nice reception of that NBTV. And there's my 3 at the final on that Twitter thread there. My final 3 confirmations. Now to day 9. Day 9. That's the day 9 of the, that's the 27th of October. And not much came in that day, but I did receive a copy on the HF Ocean Scatter experiment on 9.6. I caught that, and I was sure it was there, reception in Oklahoma, and I shared that in a video. And actually, you can see it going 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. And I confirmed that, and I have the video there that shows that. So that was the HF Ocean Scatter experiment on 9.6 megahertz. I caught it yesterday. I was glad I did. Nice, strong signal. Also, I was watching, and the VLF amplification experiment transmission, I caught that. And that was going to be at 3.2 megahertz and also 4.2 megahertz. So 3.2 and 4.2. Now, I didn't get anything on 4.2, but I did see the CW carrier at 3.2. Or I thought there was a carrier there. But upon further review, I was able to go to another app, and I saw, I go, what's this? What it turned out they were doing was they, and I did put all this on the Twitter feed. You see my captures right up front where I catch the what I thought was just a continuous wave being sent out at 3.2 megahertz. And you can read about these experiments on the university's website. They have a lot more. It tells you what the experiment's about and all this. Now, this one, I wasn't sure. I just thought, well, maybe they're just sending out, you know, at that one frequency. But they weren't. I noticed a sweeping motion, a very slow sweeping motion. Very slow sweeping motion. What it turned out to be, under further review, they would start at, they would send the CW wave at 3.15 megahertz. And that would last for, oh, I don't know, about what, maybe 15 seconds at that. And then it would start sweeping. And it would sweep slowly across the band, past the center frequency of 3.2, which they, you know, did a post as the frequency they were going to be using and at the time. And then it sweeps all the way to 3.25 megahertz. And then it would repeat. It would start again at 3.15 megahertz and sweep once again. And a full sweep would take quite a few minutes. It was a very slow sweep. And I do have that sweeping GIF that shows the sweeping motion. And I have a larger video on the YouTube. I got about a 16-minute video that can show, you know, a number of cycles that this goes through. But that's what it was doing. So it was at 3.2 was the center frequency. And it was sweeping the CW signal from 3.15 all the way up to 3.25 and then starting all over again back at 3.15. So that was the VLF amplification transmission experiment. And I'll tell you, I was excited to find that because I go, you know, what I thought was just a continuous wave was a continuous wave, but it swept. It swept a lot slower than the 2-second pulses of sweeping that was happening with like the bounce, the moon bounce, and the Jupiter bounce signals. They were sweeping a lot faster. Every 2 seconds, they would sweep their whole 30 kilohertz band, and this one took much longer. So it, you know, it took you know to a good 3 minutes sometimes to sweep across the whole thing. Very slow, but you can see it in the videos very clearly that I posted. So that was the end of those were my good captures on day 9. Now day 10 is today. I don't know if I'm going to even be looking on day 10. Maybe I'm not sure. But I'm not going to, and if I do find anything, I will post it on the Twitter feed. But I do have that on the Twitter feed now. All those numerous days linked out, and you can go check each one if you'd like. So that's the HARP Research Campaign October 2022 update. But yeah, there's so many things. When you're talking HARP, there's so many subjects, there's so many books, there's so many videos, there's so many radio shows, there's so many people. And if you read a lot of this stuff, you know, I don't know exactly what the experiments are doing right now. Did they do some things that they probably shouldn't have done way back when? Yes. And did they stop doing that? Supposedly they stopped doing that. I don't think they... Now, this one was, you know, this is a... there's no big secret conspiracy going on. These guys got a grant to do these experiments. The university got a grant. Now, you know, nobody knows. Well, I'm sure the people that would be doing them know. But like I said, for the most part, if you read about the history of HARP, yeah, and the patents of HARP and this and that, yeah, way back when, in the beginning, they were trying things because they were curious. They were curious. And I can pretty much guarantee they're... you know, some of the things they do, maybe it does impact the weather because it impacts the ionosphere when they're doing the heating and this and that. Yeah, but probably they're being blamed for so much. I would imagine 99% of the stuff they're being blamed for isn't HAARP-related. But you're not going to convince the people out there that you see all over social media. HAARP, when you're looking on Twitter, the majority, 99.9% of the stuff is conspiracy stuff. People, you know, I mean, they're putting things like out there like you can see an air tanker that's dropping fire retardant on a fire. And they're saying it's, they're seeding the clouds and all that. When you could obviously see they're near the ground and dropping the stuff on the ground. But and the clouds, the patterns, the contrails, they're calling everything chemtrails. Just anyway, I don't know. I don't want to get into that kind of stuff. I just know myself and a whole bunch of other people enjoyed this HAARP research campaign because it gave us another chance to search for the signals of HAARP. That's all we wanted to do. That's all I wanted to do. See if we could find the signals of HAARP, the frequencies that were being sent up by the HAARP array in Alaska. And I did. I found them. Now, I do have quite a few areas. When you go to my Twitter feed, in my profile, you can see there it says my HAARP captures are stored here. And there's a URL there besides the Twitter stuff. I have a few of my HAARP captures from the past years on that URL if you'd like to go check it out. But, yeah, it was fun. I'll tell you what. It was fun. I'm glad they got their grant for their HAARP research campaign. I'm glad there were other participants, other enthusiasts that shared their information and their waveforms, and I appreciate that, y'all, that did that. I hope we educate some of the people who think that not everything that's weird in the sky or weird on the ground, or when it rains, or when it snows, it's not HAARP all the time. it could be, but it's not the purpose of HAARP to do that, okay? Maybe some things are doing, change some things, who knows, but it's not to the point where most people think they are. I'm not going to say, because I do know things were done in the old days with HAARP, and they got caught, as I always say, they got caught. But I did write to some people there at the university. I said, I wish you guys would be more forthcoming with, like, when you're changing frequencies or this or that. You know, for us enthusiasts who are out here listening for the signals, watching for the signals, like Amanda Dawn Christie does, like Chris used to do also when he worked the HAARP facility. But this was fun, I'll tell you. And I enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoy, and I hope you get to go to the Twitter feed and you get to share and see all the signals from HAARP. It's a lot of fun. HAARP is fun. Hey, it must be HAARP. That's it. Until next time. Hey, cowboy.